What are they not telling us, and why? Welcome to Ingredient Intel. I'm your ingredient investigator. I spend hours combing through articles, publications, and studies to bring you intel on ingredients and products that can harm your health. But it's not all bad news. I also share ingredients you can use that is actually good for your health. So, let's get started. Trans fats, saturated fats, monounsaturated fats, polymonounsaturated fats. It can all be confusing, but fat isn't all that bad for you because it aids in your cell growth, protects your organs, plays a key role in nutrient absorption, and it actually helps you feel full after a meal. Because there are so many different kinds, let's talk about each one. So first, fat's chemical structure. And now there's a reason I want to describe this to you without being too technical, but it will help you understand better later. Okay, so a fat molecule, you have carbon molecules, and carbon is represented with the capital C. And if you can imagine, now this is very elementary. I'm just trying to help you to visualize this. Let's just pretend that there's a letter C, which represents carbon, and it has an arm on each side of it with a hand on each side. And in each hand is the capital letter H, and H stands for hydrogen. Okay, now a fat molecule, each C has two H's attached to it. So it would look something like H, and then you'd have a dash or arm, the letter C, and then a dash, and then the letter H. Okay, now if you take the chemical structure of saturated fats, you have this letter C, and then it has arms all over it with hydrogens attached everywhere. So you could say that it's saturated with hydrogens. And this makes the fat more solid. So you could think of like butter or shortening. And actually, saturated fats used to be blamed for heart disease. And there are still a lot of experts that say, oh yes, it is the saturated fats. Okay, but in reality, this type of fat doesn't know like it's supposed to go to the arteries and just stick there. Heart disease is caused by inflammation, and the inflammation is due to something else. Okay, now we have monounsaturated fats. And this is where you have one carbon, and it's missing in hydrogen. So you'll have the, maybe you could just say one arm is missing, it's not holding on to a hydrogen. So that's monounsaturated, mono meaning one. And then you have polyunsaturated fats, poly meaning many. So you have many missing hydrogens. And this is the most liquid form of fat. So you could think of vegetable oil. Okay, so how are trans fats made? Because this is the topic that it's been a hot topic lately in the news, probably for the last year. Everybody's saying, cut out trans fats, they're bad for you, you shouldn't take them. Well, how are they even made? So let's talk about that for a minute. Okay, what they do is they use high heat and pressure, and they manually add a hydrogen to an unsaturated fat like the vegetable oil. Okay, and this artificially added hydrogen replaces an oxygen molecule and makes it solid. And the result of this is a partially hydrogenated oil. And you can also call that PHO. And this contains trans fatty acids. And it is a saturated fat. Now, why did they say partially hydrogenated oil? Well, that's because they can't completely add that hydrogen correctly. Okay, now why do they do this? It's to make it have a longer shelf life. The product that has PHOs can last anywhere between 60 to 70% longer on the shelf. And then they can also add flavor in. And of course, it saves them money. Now, manufacturers, they had a really good idea when they started to do this, but it didn't turn out to be so good because the body can't utilize it. It's a foreign substance. Why can't our bodies utilize it? Well, because we don't have the necessary enzymes to break it down. It's a foreign substance. Okay, so what happens if the body can't break it down? Okay, these trans fats circulate in the blood, and eventually it affects your brain and your blood vessels and your gut microbiome. The gut bacteria is actually altered. According to an article in PubMed Central, man-made trans fatty acids cause inflammation. That's your body's response to the foreign substance. And it's this inflammation that causes heart disease, like I said. So you have these excess fats and they're circulating cholesterol in the blood. And because of the inflammation, they're going to stick to the artery walls, causing them to narrow. Okay, and other health issues from consuming trans fatty acids are diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancer, stroke, memory issues, and you can even gain weight. Okay, and because all of these different issues can happen, that's why it's imperative for you to have a healthy gut microbiome. Having a healthy microbiome is what helps to prevent a lot of different diseases because it's working for you. Okay, so we have these bad trans fats. Are there any good sources of trans fats? And there sure is. So keep listening to the end and I'll tell you what they are. But first, I want to give you some examples of where you can find trans fats. You can find them in commercial baked goods like cakes, cookies, and pies, shortening or lard, microwave popcorn. Have you ever felt the package of a microwave popcorn before you took it out of the plastic and how hard it feels? Okay, so that has trans fatty acids in it. You can also find it in frozen pizza, refrigerated dough like biscuits and rolls, fried foods like French fries, donuts, fried chicken, anything really that's deep fried. So the only way to get away from that is to use an air fryer. Now, fast foods also have some trans fats in them. One of the reasons that happens is because they reuse the oil over and over, and each time they heat that oil, it gets hotter and hotter. Okay, and then there's non-dairy coffee creamer, stick margarine, potato chips, corn chips. So you get the idea. Okay, so first I want to give you some history of trans fats. How did they come about? Okay, now if you can believe this, they first came out in about 1911. And there was a German scientist, and he added hydrogen to cottonseed oil. So this would have been the first edition of Crisco. And then going along during World War II, when butter was scarce, they came out with oleomargarine, and this was made from beef fat. But about 1950, partially hydrogenated oils were in full swing, so that's about 75 years ago. Then fast forward to 1980, when they started saying, oh, saturated fats were bad, and they were found in beef and butter, and you shouldn't eat either one of those. So then they started to encourage the use of margarine. And, you know, even today, beef is still getting a bad rap. And I did do two episodes on beef, and it was called, Is Eating Beef Really That Bad? There was two parts, so I encourage you to give that a listen. Now, going into the 1990s, there were several studies that showed a connection between trans fats and increased levels of bad cholesterol. So in 2003, the FDA said that trans fat had to be listed on food labels, at least to warn people about it. So it actually took them 25 years to come out with the first ruling, basically, on trans fats. Then in 2015, they came out with their final determination regarding partially hydrogenated oils, or removing trans fats, and that was actually the title of the article. First off, notice the word final, because final is final, right? So in 2015, the FDA released its final determination that PHOs are not generally recognized as safe. And they based this on, they said, extensive research as well as input from stakeholders during the public comment period. And they were very proud of themselves. They said that removing trans fats could prevent thousands of heart attacks and deaths each year. Okay, and then they came up with a date that manufacturers could no longer add trans fats to food, and that was June 18th, 2018. Then they gave them till 2020 to get all of the products sold and off of the market and off of the shelves. But then along comes this agency called Grocery Manufacturers Association, and they requested approval to allow limited use of some trans fats. Now the FDA denied this, but because they were so nice, they extended the deadline to stop manufacturing limited use trans fats. And that deadline was June 18th, 2019. Then they had to have them completely off the market by 2021. But I thought everything had to be off the market by 2020. So it is so confusing, but they do that on purpose. Okay, now on December 13th, 2023, just a little over 5 months ago, the FDA came out with another ruling, and they titled this FDA completes final administrative actions on partially hydrogenated oils in foods. But I thought the final determination was made in 2015. Well, the FDA said that they had to revise some regulations, and it was regarding peanut butter, canned tuna, menhaden, and rapeseed oils. And then they also said that they had to revoke a regulation that came about in 1958. And that had to do with fish oil, margarine, shortening, bread rolls, and buns. Okay, and once all of this was all taken care of, and nobody else commented because they had like 75 more days to comment, that would be the final ruling. So after 135 days after the date of publication in the Federal Register, if nobody appealed it, if nobody had any final comments, then it was going to be final. So apparently it's final now. I know that's a little bit confusing, but basically the FDA was working on the issue of trans fats for about 66 years. But we've been consuming them for 113 years. Okay, now why does it take the FDA so long? And the only thing I can think of is, besides they're poorly run, is money. Because I think somebody else comes along and says, oh, well, what about this issue? Well, if you look the other way, we'll give you a little bit more money. And I tell you all of this because many people rely solely on the FDA to tell them what food is healthy or not healthy. And I'm cautioning you to not listen to them. Okay, look how long it took them to make a ruling on trans fats. So what else is it that in our diets right now that we're eating that we shouldn't be? Now that was the bad part, but I want to go on to the good. Okay, and first, let's talk about what are some healthy oils to consume. Now we know there's some bad fats, but what are some good healthy fats that we can get into our diet? Okay, there's extra virgin olive oil. There's avocado oil and flaxseed oil. It has a good source of omega-3s in it, as well as walnut oil does. Now, omega-3s are important for your heart, your brain, your joints, and your eyes. Now, unfortunately, just cooking with these oils won't give you enough omega-3s to help. That's where a product called Vitalite from 3 International can help. Okay, it's the first nutritional supplement that I know of that not only provides key vitamins and minerals, it also provides a daily serving of omega-3s, the same amount if you ate a serving of salmon, and it's in one soft gel. Vitalite also supports the gut microbiome, which I mentioned earlier that trans fats can destroy, so it helps to heal that. Vitalite also provides the correct amount of probiotics and a digestive enzyme blend that helps to break the molecules in Vitalite into smaller and smaller pieces, and this helps the nutrients get into the cell. And then you also get 72 trace minerals and amino acids, plus your greens and your fruits. Vitalite is an overall system that's like a superfood blend to help you have optimal health, and it gives you more energy, helps you sleep better, and also heals your digestive system. Now, I personally use Vitalite, and I'll tell you that I have a lot more energy, I'm sleeping better, and my digestive system is healing. You can check this product out on my website, and you can find that in the show notes. Okay, now on to some more good stuff. I told you earlier there are actually good trans fats, right? Well, these are called conjugated linoleic acids. And what they do is they help reduce cholesterol in the blood. And in fact, the American Heart Association recommends 5 to 10% of your total energy should come from linoleic acid. Now, where do you find it? Well, grass-fed beef or milk that comes from the grass-fed beef. Cows naturally produce this, and then when you consume it, you also get the CLAs. And you can also find it in cheese, yogurt, and also in lamb. Now, you can supplement, that's possible, but it's actually better if you can get it from healthy foods first. Because there is a controversy about whether or not CLA is healthy or not, and so I'm going to do another episode on that. Because some people have been using it for weight loss, but then they're getting some adverse reactions. So I'll talk about that later. So now you know how trans fats are made, where you find them, and how they can harm your body and health. Okay, so what's something that you can do right now? Well, you can avoid processed foods, especially ultra-processed foods. Start to read the ingredients labels and look for partially hydrogenated oils and shortening, because both of those contain trans fats. Also, stop eating fast food. I know that's hard. And then you can also add polyunsaturated fats or fish so you can get your omega-3s. Improve your gut microbiome. Eat beef to get CLAs. That's the good form of trans fats. And then, most importantly, trust yourself, not the FDA. Okay, I hope you found this episode helpful, not too confusing. Please share it with someone who you think would benefit from it. And I want to end with this. It's a quote from Mother Teresa. We need to find God, and he cannot be found in noise and restlessness. God is the friend of silence. See how nature, trees, flowers, grass grows in silence? See the stars, the moon, and the sun, how they move in silence? We need silence to be able to touch souls. And I will add, we need silence to hear God. See you next time.